On radio. On radio. More of the good stuff. CliffCentral.com.
Welcome back to the good stuff, Cliff Central's very own happy hour with myself, Brent Lindekue, the good news guy, good things guy. I've got so many good things names. The team, it's every week, man. We're supposed to be four people in the studio, and the good things team, the good stuff team, we're all about doing good stuff. So two of our warriors are out today in meetings and sort of tying up different charity things. And that's Paigey and Kerry. I hope you're listening, even though you're not in studio. I hope you're listening. So we've got Kirst that is going to be manning the desk with me.
Hello.
Hey. I'm just going to put your mic up. It's Tuesday, so much going on. We get to hang out with you, bring you really good news stories. They call the good stuff Cliff Central's very own happy hour. It's a weekly show that aims to put a smile on people's dials and provide a welcome relief from the daily grind. With compelling and inspirational interviews and a healthy dose of humor, myself and the team search for good news stories from around the globe to bring to you. So Kirsten and I will be catching up with the top five good news stories in a bit. What happens is we go, like literally, the Good Things Guy website, the team on that side, they search for good news stories throughout the week, and then we get to dig through all of those and pretty much see what's trending and bring you those stories to let you know what is trending. We also get to interview Tanya from Celltone. They've got this amazing initiative called Celebrate and Donate. It's pretty self-explanatory, but it's exciting because they're really pushing this out into the globe. They want people, when they're doing these big events, whether it be corporate or individual, like maybe it's your birthday party or maybe even a wedding, instead of asking people to donate or give you gifts that you actually might not use, they're saying rather donate to charitable causes. I did it this year and last year. Last year was the first time I did it. It was my 30th, and I had this massive party. Movida gave me the club for the night, which was crazy. Wow. We had like 200 people show up. It was absolutely mad. There were champagne bottles that were being popped everywhere and cakes, and it was a really cool night. And what I'd said to all of my friends that I'd invited, instead of bringing me a gift, bring a toy for a children's home and we'll take it to a children's home, donate it. And the reason for that is because I want for nothing. Like there is really, I don't want my mates to go and spend their hard-earned money on a bottle of tequila or whatever that gift is. Rather go and buy a 50 rand toy and let's go give it to the kids that really need it and share that love. And I think that's a cool campaign. So Tanya from Celltone is going to come and chat to us about that. We've also got Darren Campbell, an amazing, amazing human being. She's a South African who a couple of years ago, and we'll dig into her story so we can fully understand it. But a couple of years ago, she started writing a book, which she has republished and sort of done again and again each year, and it's called Awesome South Africa. She literally gets to dig through all of those stories that we hear, all of the amazing facts that South Africa has, and she puts it into a book every year that she publishes and sort of puts out. So we get to speak to her, which I'm excited about. And then we've also got the Panda Crew team that are going to be coming in. They've joined up with Rack 16 and Good Things Guy. And there's so many other people on board that we need to thank and talk about. But they're doing something called the Winberg Head Above Water Relief Project. And I don't want to give up any information because it is really about what they're doing and how they're coming together. The Panda Crew are a bunch of friends that use their time to do good. That's what all of us should be doing. It's what all of us should be doing.
Exactly.
For reals.
Exactly.
So we have a big show, and then to end off the show, flipping hell. I mean, that's three interviews that we're chucking in there. Well, why don't we chuck in a fourth? we'll be ending off the show with Huddle Up News. And today they're actually bringing someone in from the Abcon Group Foundation.
Correct, yes.
Okay, which I'm excited about.
Blondiwe.
Which we're going to talk to a little bit later. I think it's going to be great. The conversation is not just between us in studio. It's also about you. I've got the WeChat open in front of me as well as the Twitter. I can see the Twitter feed busy moving. if you want to get hold of us, you can tweet us cliffcentral.com or Brent Lindekue. Send a message via our official WeChat account, or you can call 0861 555 189. You should know that number by now, like for reals.
Yeah,
for reals. It's Tuesday, and it's not just any Tuesday. It's Zuma's birthday.
Oh yes,
the show is called The Good Stuff, and we need to try always find the good stuff in whatever we do. Yeah. So my question to all the listeners, and maybe for you as well, Kirst, if you could buy Zuma anything for his birthday, what would it be?
Oh, wow. What would I buy him? A book?
A book about how to be a better leader.
Yes.
I thought so. I think I would buy him a step so that he could step down.
That's
and
great. That's
and maybe a plane ticket so he can get out of here as well.
Yeah, I like that one.
I think
chip in together and we can send him off.
Actually, that's such a good idea. Maybe we should start a crowdfunding campaign to buy Zuma his ticket. Step to step down and a ticket out of here.
But an economy class ticket. We don't need to be fancy.
We're not going
to
be flashy with him. He's not. He's getting an economy. And on a really cuck airline as well. We'll find one that's like not doing very great. Very funny. With regards to Zuma, I mean, there's been a whole bunch of talk about him. And obviously, we're so inundated with the news about what's going on with him and the ANC and Concord. I'm sure everybody is absolutely Zuma'd out. Because I kind of feel that I am.
No, definitely.
We're just waiting. Maybe on his birthday, he gives us a birthday present.
That would be incredible. That would really be something.
Man, oh
That's
man.
That's a birthday to remember.
I'm excited. I'm going to keep my eye. We've got the news on here. Ben's left it on the sport, but I'm going to move it over back to the news. And we're just going to watch, because if it happens today, that would be just epic.
Then we definitely need to celebrate his birthday.
You know, when they did that Concord decision, and then afterwards, that Friday night, he did that like emergency press release or the press junket or whatever. And we were all at a friend's birthday party at Steamworks, and we all literally had tequila lined up
waiting.
On the bar, waiting. And then that moment of truth came, and we were all so saddened. Yeah, we did. We were like, we might as well drink tequila anyway, because it's not going to get any better, right? Absolutely crazy. So the petition that I started back in the day when all of that stuff happened, I've actually handed that over to Outer with Wayne Devenacher. They've taken it over and they're going to be taking it from here. In my personal capacity, there's not much I can do. Yeah. I'm a guy that talks on a microphone. Like, what do I know about politics? It's quite scary. But I do believe one thing. When that all happened last year, there was a corporate that booked me for a job. To do a talk around the country. And when that happened last year, towards the beginning of this year, they called me in and they sort of had a discussion with me about the fact that they couldn't use me to be a speaker.
Because of this petition.
Because of the petition. They felt that they were concerned because they didn't want to be associated with it, and they felt that it was negative. And in that meeting, I stood by my convictions. I said I honestly believe in what I'm doing, and I believe it's for the greater good. And if everybody can't step up and talk, then somebody has to. And if I have to be that guy, then that's the way it rolls. Mm. And months went on and things happened. And now it's not just me and the people that signed that petition that are saying it anymore. Mm. It's the whole world.
Yeah.
Everybody. The leaders, the elders, other politicians in global parts of the world are all saying the same thing.
Yeah.
And that makes me realize that what I said last year was right.
Exactly.
It was the right thing.
It's the right thing to do.
And sometimes if you want to create change, and we all know what change is about, if you want to create change, you have to step out of your comfort zone. And what I learned in all of this is stand by your convictions. Stand by what you believe in.
Exactly.
No matter what, you just got to keep sludging away.
And we have to have leaders like that as well. Exactly like what you've done.
I wouldn't call myself a leader.
Come on.
It was just me. I wanted to try and make a difference, and hopefully it does. And hopefully on Zuma's birthday, we get to celebrate that together, which we're all excited about. Something else that I quickly want to mention, Miss Earth is happening in 2 weeks. They're sort of getting their castings on, and there's only 2 weeks left to enter Miss Earth. I'm a passionate supporter of Miss Earth. It's incredibly important. And we're going to have some of the girls and maybe Catherine in studio next week, Tuesday. So just tell us a little bit more about it. They do amazing stuff. So even if you don't win, you always get to be part of this alumni that just continue to be change makers. Yeah. And I think that's important in our society, in our country, in the world. So we're going to be having them in studio next week. I hope you tune in, because it's quite exciting. And then a quick update, what we spoke about last week.
Impilo.
Impilo Village. Yes. How's it going there?
Good. Just like usual, can't say too much just yet.
This is becoming a standard.
It's a standard, yeah. But it's good. It is still such an impressive project. And we really do look forward to being able to share the success story with everyone at a later stage.
Man, that's amazing. Oh. It's very exciting. Yeah. I love the fact that you can come into studio and give us these updates and get people involved. One of the things, I mean, we don't generally get to talk because you're sort of at the end of the show. Yeah. But do people... Are people getting involved? Is that a standard that you guys are seeing now?
People do get involved. Often we come across people and they say, so what is it that you do? And when we explain what we do, so many times they say, oh, how can I get involved? What can I do? I just don't know where to start. I don't know who to speak to. I don't know where to join. And it really is incredible at the amount of people that put their hands up and say, please pick me. Please choose me. What can I do? What can I bring? I want to get involved. So it really is incredible.
I've always said that everybody wants to do good.
Yeah.
They all just need that thing, the person like you,
yeah,
who creates that space for them to do good.
Yeah, it just makes it easier for them to find what it is they want to get involved in.
100%. 100%. We're all about the good stuff. I want to do a quick update. So 3 years ago, I don't know if you guys have got something called, I think it's On This Day or something on Facebook. It's like a notification.
Oh, the share your memories.
Yes, the share your memories thing. Yes. So came up on my feed this morning, and I just think it's so apt. It is really apt. It was 3 years ago. The Holy One Festival had just come to South Africa. The Colour Fest and all of that stuff. And the video that went viral for all the right reasons. It showed everybody being sort of douchey about the Holy One. I don't know if you ever saw it.
No, I don't think so.
But the one person that stood out and he became the voice of reason for South Africa, they called him Yellow Handprint Guy because he had this yellow handprint from someone slapping him. And he understood the Holy Festival through and through. So I'm going to play you a quick clip. The video is like 5 minutes long. This is just a portion of it. Have a listen.
And we're just having a good time, eh?
I feel holy, and I'm enjoying myself. Indeed, I am.
It really doesn't. It has nothing to do with enlightenment. None of this has anything to do with enlightenment. In fact, all this really is a bunch of privileged white kids with shoes and nice clothes walking around pretending that we know anything about any other culture, but we're doing it together and we look muddy.
No, it's about everyone.
So, I mean, the video is about 5 minutes long. I'm going to post that online so you can see it because it's just such a good memory. It is really, really funny. He became so famous so quickly, they called him the Yellow Handprint Guy because someone literally slapped him
with a
yellow handprint. And he was the voice of reason in that whole thing. Everybody else that got interviewed were like, I don't quite know why I'm here or what I'm doing, or I'm here to drink.
Just to have fun.
One girl goes, I used 4,000 rand of my mom's money to come here. Oh, YOLO. It's like really funny. So we'll post that online so you can see it as well. We're all about the good stuff. And every week we bring you the good news stories that we can catch up on. We search for them so that you can find it and sort of bring them to you so that you know what's going on. And this week is no different. We have the top 5 good news stories. Usually Kerry brings these to us. But today we have the honor of Kirst bringing us those top 5 good news stories. Kirst, what do we have at number 5?
Okay, so number 5, we've got Oscar von Memmerty has taken to social media to create hype on a YouTube video he's made in the hopes that Ellen DeGeneres will notice him.
So a really cool story, and I got to meet Oscar. He's an incredible, incredible human being. His dad is actually really famous. His dad is an actor. I'm going to ask Jono in the studio if he knows who's Oscar's dad, von Memmerty. No, I think he's an actor, but he's an actor. thanks, Jono. And I got to meet Oscar. He suffered from a disease ever since he was little. He wasn't supposed to make it past 3 or 4. And he's actually just doing amazing stuff. He's really short. I don't know, dwarfism, you would call it. But he's got a whole bunch of other things that he's been through in his life. Okay. And he's now become a motivational speaker, which is super, super cool.
Fantastic.
And he's a hip-hop dancer.
Oh, cool.
Which is the other side of that. So he's made this video in the hopes that Ellen DeGeneres will see it. And hopefully he can be on the show. We are going to share that so that you can share it.
Yeah.
And he's been on Cliff Central. On whose show? I'm talking to Jono, but nobody else can hear what he's saying. So he's been on Aria Kalman's show, an amazing human being. Oh, he's just so incredible. Cool. And I'd love for you guys to share that story. It is one of the trending stories right now. It'll be great to see him on Ellen. I think South Africans must represent, yo. What do we have at number four?
So number four, we've got baby sees mom for the first time and his reaction will melt your heart.
This is... did you watch the video?
I did.
She watched the video.
Goosebumps.
The little video, this little kid has also got a rare disease and he can't see anything. And so the doctors have got these glasses. But because he's a kid, they have to put the glasses on with a strap. It's got like a little strap.
Yes.
And then they put it on and his face just lights up when he sees his mom. He's like...
Such a special moment.
For the first time in his whole existence, he can see his mom, which is just unbelievable.
Yeah, his name's Leo.
Leo. So sweet. So sweet. All of these stories that we're telling you about is stuff that we've found, and we're definitely going to put them online so you can find them. What do we have at number three?
Number three is the Upcycle Project, a homeless man in Cape Town who makes beautiful works of art.
So this guy is apparently very well known in Cape Town, and there's a lot of people that... there's a lot of people that know of him and see him like on a daily basis. They see him standing on the road with this artwork and no one knows really what he's about or why he's there. And a correspondent for Good Things Guy had a conversation with him, figured out who he was and what he was doing. Yeah. And he literally makes these works of art to keep himself busy.
Yeah.
Throws them away.
Yeah.
It's unbelievable.
Beautiful works of art.
Yeah, just really cool stuff.
Friendly, safe. It's beautiful stuff.
Really cool. So we're going to post that online so you can see it as well. What do we have at number two?
Number two, man won't settle debt if Zuma won't. I love this.
So this went viral. It's what would you call it? He got e-toll. That's SMS, what I'm looking for.
Yeah,
I was looking for the word. He got an e-toll SMS telling him to pay his e-tolls. And he replied to the SMS going, it's quite long, the reply. But basically he goes, I'm not going to pay until Zuma pays. Full stop, end of story. If Zuma won't pay, I won't pay. And that is the way I roll, which is super cool. It's a, you know, it's a stand and that little photo has gone viral. We're going to share it so that you can see it online as well. What do we have at number one?
And number one is the 60-year-old swimsuit model proves age is just a number.
Again, we need these things in society because I think the media portray things in a different light. And sometimes models are too skinny or too... you know, photoshopped where it's not real. We had Kerry Washington last week where everybody was discussing how white they'd made her look in one of her magazine covers. And this is important. It's a 60-year-old woman. Her hair is grey as the day. And she's in a
bodysuit, swimsuit.
And she looks amazing.
She looks incredible.
She looks incredible.
I really hope I look like her when I get to 60.
I think we all do. I think that's... Well, I hope that all... Maybe just look better as a man.
Yes.
When I'm 60. But it's such a cool story, and it is really, really something that you should read and should support. I think it's important to support
Fantastic.
These things.
Yeah.
Which is super cool. Those are the top five good news stories. We are going to put them up online so that you can discover them, read them, interact with them, watch the videos. I think it's important. But you know, this is all the good stuff, and we're about to get into our interviews.
On radio. More of the good stuff. CliffCentral.com.
So every week we get to interview the most incredible human beings in South Africa who are doing really amazing stuff. Sometimes globally, sometimes their effects are global, which is really amazing. And this week is no different. We've got Yanis and Dion from the Panda Crew to tell us about their initiative, which they constantly... I mean, we've had Sebastian in here before. You guys are constantly busy with stuff. You never, ever, ever stop. There's always something happening. And today we're going to be speaking about the Windberg Head Above Water Relief Project. Welcome to the good stuff, guys.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
It's great to have you here. I'm going to ask you to get really close to the microphone.
Okay, like
just,
this.
Just like this.
Up close and personal.
That's how we like it.
So that the mics can pick you up. Before we get into anything, I mean, some of our listeners might not know. What is the Panda Crew?
Okay, the Panda Crew is a bunch of individuals that started this. And the main member is Sebastian Skitter. And it started when he had cancer. He was diagnosed with cancer. And he lost his mother within this duration of his process also to cancer. And she gave him this teddy bear, and it was a panda. And she said to him that he has the legacy to change people's lives and he should carry on with it.
Wow.
And that's where it started. Good. So it's a very heartfelt story. And then he started scouting people to join the crew. And we have so many people with so many different lives doing this, and so many different occupations, from musicians to actors and designers and head of creatives. And I mean, Sebastian is a doctor in Qatar.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah, so that's amazing. Yeah, it's great. Amazing.
A lot of the communication that I get is from him over that side, where he's like, we're doing this, or can you chat about this? And it's always cool stuff that you're doing. It's always cool stuff.
Yeah.
And this is no different. You guys have started a campaign which is called Winberg or Weinberg?
Winberg.
Winberg, because I'm from the Free State in Bloemfontein, so it's Winberg, eigenlijk.
Okay, so the thing is, it's Winberg, Head Above Water Relief Projects. And what is it about?
Well, they don't really have anything anymore because, you know, it's so dry there. They don't have water. They don't have anything to eat. So all that, there's... what do you call it? The old age homes, those places, they live on minimal water to bath, to, you know, to drink. So we really would like to make a difference.
So here's the thing that I found. Our news was all about the drought when it was relevant in like Feb. And everybody was like, drought. And every time you picked up something, it was all about the drought. Yeah. And all of a sudden, that started weaning off. It got less. It's not in our news anymore. Mm. There are amazing people. There's Operation Hydrate. There's the Water Relief Project that are also doing amazing stuff. But it's not, the awareness isn't being raised anymore. So I think top of mind, a lot of people think that it's not a problem anymore.
And it is still a problem. And me as a designer, I just, I'm like new to this. So these people inspired me and I just said, I want to make a difference. I come from Bloemfontein. It's my hometown. It's like Free State. Let's do something and let's just join hands and let's just create the awareness.
What is that something? We know what the problem is.
We need food. We need anything. It's not just water. We need blankets. Anything that people can spare will help them because it's the whole town, is really in trouble. So we need to try and save them and relieve.
Just to add to that, they have 8 liters water to do whatever they need to do per day. That includes bathing, washing their clothes, drinking, everything. 8 liters per water.
Per person.
Per person.
Yes.
And that doesn't sound very minimal or whatever, but if you take in consideration how many water you use every day, that's quite, that's nothing.
Cooking takes a lot of water.
I read a stat where washing dishes, if you don't have a dishwasher and you wash dishes in a normal sink, it can use up to 25 liters in one go.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
So if you think about that, washing dishes for a family of four, it uses that much. And all you have is 8 liters per person.
Yeah.
That is a scary stat.
That is very, very bad. And we're looking for non-perishable food, toiletries, clothing, hot water bottles, blankets, board games, something to keep them busy, anything.
Because there's also orphanage.
Yes.
Yeah, there's like that. We have to cater for the young children as well.
Wow. And you guys are planning to collect all of this stuff. When are you going to take it down?
The date changed because we need more time. There's a lot of people that need to get a few things in place to help us. And there's a lot of people who have already donated. And it's moved to the 6th of May. We're going down with loads of trucks and everything. And we had a big sponsor that sponsored 46,000 liters of water already.
Wow.
Cool.
WWSA. Amazing, yeah, it's amazing. People are really, really gunning for this thing.
That's amazing.
And I think because I'm a designer and I think you're an actor, I'm going to nominate someone. Niels van Jaarsveld, you have to donate and then you have to nominate someone else.
So Niels van Jaarsveld. How do we say it?
Niels van Jaarsveld.
My Afrikaans is shocking.
It's okay. That's we'll forgive you for that.
It's fine. You tweeted it, so I'm able to retweet that now. That makes it a lot easier. Thank you.
Okay, but I'm going to up you on that one. I'm going I'm going to nominate Willem Breitenbach, who's the head of Lumico in Cape Town. And he's social media king. So, Willem, I'm going to definitely nominate you to do the same, and you have to nominate someone else, please.
So, in the spirit of Rack 16, I mean, that's what Rack is all about, right? That's how it started in the first place. I think it's so cool to be nominating people. And I've just retweeted your tweet. So, you better do it now. Yeah. It's in the public sphere.
And especially because they all get nominated to update their Facebook profile, so I think they can do something better.
Mm. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm all about micro-activism, and the only way we're going to change is if we actually do something, and that's super, super important. Well, I was speaking about Twitter and social media. How does everybody find you so that they can get involved, they can get part of the conversation, and they can help? Where do we go?
Okay, the Panda Crew has a Twitter page where you go at Panda Crew. That's quite easy, as well as the website, pandacrew.co.za, and as well as a Facebook page. Well, everything literally goes onto the Facebook page. There's a lot of things. There's quite cute icons. It's the collect them all. We have SnapScan on there. So if you can't donate anything physically or can't get to the drop-off points, we're going to get to the drop-off points now, you can take the snap scan and you can just donate a few rand.
That's amazing.
Rand, 10 rand, whatever. Yeah,
makes it simpler for everybody to get involved. Yeah. Where are the drop-off points?
Dion Daniels, Cedar Square, Johannesburg.
And then we have Birchley High School. And we have Follicle Hair.
Okay, that's so in Pretoria.
That's in Pretoria, so it's the three drop-off points, yeah.
But it's you guys have made it so simple. The website is there. If they want to donate money, then you'll be able to do that as well.
Yeah.
It's really an amazing initiative. One of the things that I want to highlight before I let you go is that I think all mates, all friends should be doing exactly what you're doing now. It's active citizenship. You guys are a bunch of friends that get together and actually look out for other citizens. There is no reason for you to be helping someone, just the only reason is because it's the right thing to do. And I think that a lot of friends can learn from you, and a lot of groups of friends can learn from you. Instead of just going out partying every Saturday.
Yes. And
do something on a Sunday.
Something.
You have to create the change you want to see. So exactly. By doing it yourself is...
Let's say hashtag do something. Yes.
Hashtag do something. Absolutely amazing having you on the show. We're going to retweet all of those links. This is the good stuff on Cliff Central. Sounds like you need a friend, a friend. Cheapers, man. Just inspirational stuff. Like inspirational people. It really is. It's cool to have people in studio that are doing really cool things and making a difference in the world. And it is really, really exciting. I must just say, Kim's tweeted us, and Kim, you're more intelligent than I am. Ian von Memmerty is Oscar's father. He's a stage actor, a singer, dancer, and judge on South Africa's Got Talent. So he's a big name. It's no one little.
Yeah.
Just saying. We've got Tanya in studio with us, and she's from Celtone. And they've created this campaign called Celebrate and Donate, which I am behind all the way. Tanya, it's amazing to have you in studio.
Thank you very much for having me.
It's really cool. First of all, what is Celtone?
Celtone is a skincare brand, face care, and phenomenal brand. They've developed a lot of the products here. Initially, it started as a product that they imported, and then they developed product for South African skin.
Wow.
Yeah. And it's all about making people feel good and making people feel better about themselves.
So, I mean, Celtone is a company that established. You guys are doing what you're doing in the industry that you're doing it in already. And then you decided to launch this amazing campaign.
I must give all credit to the CEO, Abdullah Mia. It's something that he has close to his heart. He's lived his life like this. And it's always been a dream of his to launch this initiative. So when he initially said, last year, he said, listen, this is time. There's so many bad stories in the world. It's time for people to have some good news and also to think about the less fortunate a little bit more consciously when we celebrate. That's when you actually also have to think about the people that maybe can't celebrate.
One of the biggest things, and we'll get into what it is exactly in a second, but what I mentioned with regards to the drought a couple of seconds ago is that when things matter, they'll be spread around in the news and it's all over the media, and there's all this awareness for some sort of challenge or cause. A lot of the time, the real problems don't get featured. And I get to work with a lot of charities, so I understand the dire situation that our country's in. If you think about it, just in that respect, over 12 million South Africans don't eat every day, which that number is ridiculously scary.
That's massive.
So if we had to take a project like you guys have put together, I'm sure there's at least 30 million people that don't have the opportunity to celebrate a birthday or a Christmas or whatever things we take for granted, they don't. So you started this campaign called
Celebrate and Donate.
It's that simple. Yeah. And what is it about?
So it's very simple. It's about balance. So for the initiative is merely just a challenge to say for every 100% that you are prepared to use for your celebration, and celebrations we have to state is good. It's good to celebrate even the small achievements, whether it's your child getting into first team and you're going for supper. That 100%, just take 10% and give it to the less fortunate. Mm. You don't have to give it to anything specific, whatever's close to your heart. It could be a dog shelter. It could be old age home. It could be anything that makes a difference to your life and your heart. And if you don't know what to do with it, Sultan's teamed up with Gift of the Givers, and they will then apply the money to a good cause because they do phenomenal work. So it doesn't go to Sultan. It's merely a challenge to say, guys, balance the celebration with a donation. It's very simple. And we've also just asked people to hashtag celebrate and donate. If they put it on social media, just hashtag it because we just like to see where – what you've done.
100%. You want to see how far this is going to go.
Because we can't track it.
No.
It's so not you'd coming to us. Yeah.
How did the launch go?
So in December, we launched it part of the festive season celebrations for Salta, and they decided to go to Ebenezer Home. And they, being a face care brand, they have all the tools and the resources to spoil people in that regard. And they went there. It's an old age home, and it's also a home for abandoned kids.
Wow. Mm.
So they took Christmas gifts, and they spoiled them with lunch. And then they also took their therapists, and they gave everybody free facials and massages.
Oh,
and the response, people need to be touched. People need to be hugged. Mm. And people that are abandoned, they don't get that. And the elderly people that were spoiled were amazed. Some people have had their first facials ever in their life or first massages.
Wow.
And just that little bit of love made a difference.
I think it is important, and it's the little things that count. When you look back, it's the little things that were actually the big things.
Yes.
And it's important what you guys are doing. So the launch has happened, and it's had a great inception. How do people sort of track it, or how do they? I know you guys did an amazing video. Where do they see all of that?
Well, on our website, we've also started a Celebrate and Donate website. So the main thing is to hashtag it, because if people don't populate it with what they're doing, we'll never know. I mean, people might be doing it, and you might be doing it even if you don't even talk about it. It's just nice for us to share and to see what people are actually doing with their stuff.
I'm on the website now. It's called celebrateanddonate.co.za. I think you should all go check it out so you can get all the information there. The videos on there, the Twitter links, the Facebooks, it's all in one space. And I believe in this cause. I've done it for two of my birthdays. I started the show by saying how it made all my mates realized. They were all at the birthday, and they were like, actually, this makes sense.
Yes. Mm.
I'm privileged enough to be able to buy my own bottle of champagne for my birthday. Why not collect a whole bunch of stuff for someone else where it will definitely matter?
And it doesn't have to be cash. It can be, as you say, you can buy something for somebody else. But I think it's the small things, like a little celebration of let's go out for supper. It could be a birthday party. It could be a wedding. It could be your annual Christmas party at work. It's paying it forward.
Paying it forward. It's what I believe in, and it is incredible. It's amazing having you on the show. And thank you for inspiring South Africa and making a change and being the difference, because that's what's important. I think it's very cool. This is the good stuff on Cliff Central. Jeepers, it's an overload. I just love that song. It's an overload of inspiration today, and I'm so flippin' excited to have these guests and more guests and really cool people in the studio with me. I literally have the best job in the world. I think I do.
I would say so, definitely.
Darren certainly believes it. So I've got Darren Campbell in studio with me. I met Darren, I think it was at MarkX.
Yes, the marketing expo.
The marketing expo. I was sort of trudging through, walking around, blah, 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 blah. And the next minute there was the stand that caught my eye, and the stand said, "Awesome South Africa." And that's literally, I mean, that's my belief. That's my brand. That's what I love. I love hearing good news and awesome stories. And you know, and I met you and we chatted for a little bit. And I got to read that book, which during our show, after I'd met you, I got the co-hosts to read facts from the book because they're so interesting.
Oh, wonderful.
Yeah, so it was such a cool experience. I need to figure out, I literally see your book everywhere now. I see a lot of people that have it. You're well known. I think you are. Everybody knows Darren Campbell, Awesome South Africa. Why did what inspired you to write Awesome South Africa?
You know, Brent, it's just there's so many people like you and me. Well, you're exceptional because you actually take action on how you feel. But there's people around that we love this country. We see the good, we see the great, we see the funny, the biggest and the best. And it was a case of taking it all and putting it into a book to share with the rest of the country and the rest of the world. And people say to me, is it for foreigners? I say, no, it's a book for South Africans because we feel it in our heart, we feel it in our soul, and it's really incorporating, just sharing that message.
When was your first publication?
The first publication was in 2010, the Bright Yellow book. And that just took off. It was just before World Cup. People went crazy and it was so exciting. And then last year I brought out the next edition, which
the
is
second really the edition. Second,
the volume, yeah, the next one.
And how long does it take you to compile a book?
The first book was 18 months. The second one we did quickly. We did it in 8 months. I thought, how am I going to do another one? But there's just so much material, so much good stuff, and so many stories of people doing wonderful things. We did the second one in 8 months, and it's been out a few months. It's just going so great to just experience how everybody feels when you meet them.
I think it is important, and the stories that you're putting out there, I mean, we can get so caught up with the negative stuff. It happens so easily. Newspapers sell because of the negative stuff. That's exactly why they're there. That's what they're about. Whereas you've created this space, this book. It's a physical representation of the good side of South Africa, which I think is amazing.
Yeah, sharing the positive, celebrating the good news. And when you get to the end of your life, you're going to look back and you're going to say, did I focus on the negative or did I make the best of every single day? And when you wake up, there'll always be negative stories. But when you look around, there's just so much good and so much lovely stuff to share. And we need to focus on that because it's great. It just makes life worth living.
I think also when you have stories that inspire, if I read something, I can easily sit around a dinner table and inspire other people. So
start,
I think it's
the conversations.
It's a knock-on effect. It's absolutely a knock-on effect. Yes. I've got both your books on my coffee table at home. They sit there. So whenever I've got guests around, it's a good reading material to have people just smile and sort of be excited about South Africa.
And laugh at ourselves. You know, we're not saying we're perfect. We know there are problems. But those can't overshadow the really great stuff that's happening around us. And shows like this, this your show, it's just makes life so interesting for us here in South Africa.
It's what we need. It's definitely what we need. All sorts of good news stories. Where can we find your book? If we wanted to buy it right now, where do we go?
All the major bookstores do have the book in stock. It's on our website, which is awesomesouthafrica.co.za, and online at Takealot. So you pretty much, it's out there everywhere. And then if companies want to give a lovely gift to their clients, what a pleasure. All these unsuspecting South Africans open this corporate gift that's nicely branded and they get, wow, this colorful explosion of good news to share with others. So yeah, you just contact me on awesomesouthafrica.co.za on the website, and I'd love to share it with everybody.
And I implore everybody, get online, go to Takealot, go to the websites. I'm going to post the links up everywhere. It is really a phenomenal book, and I back it all the way. I do think what you're doing is amazing, inspiring South Africans just to be better.
You're a star. you inspire us, Brent.
Not at all. Thank you for being on the show.
Wonderful.
It's absolutely incredible.
Thank you.
I don't want to, I mean, time runs out so quickly. And Kirst brought in her Huddle Up News today to actually sit and chat about, which I'm excited to. Hello.
Yes, Londiwe.
Hello, hello. Londiwe.
Hey.
Hey. How are you?
I'm good, thanks. How are you?
Welcome to The Good Stuff. She was sitting in her seat so quietly listening to us talk about awesome South Africa. So every week, Paige and Kirst bring us one idea. We call it Change One Thing. It's something that you can do right now to get involved in to make a difference. I call their business, Huddle Up, a dating site for charities. Because literally, they find the people in need, the charities that need stuff and goods and whatnot, and they marry them with the corporates or the individuals that are able to help. It's exciting having you in studio. You are from the, and I don't want to get this wrong, the Abcon Group Foundation.
That's correct.
What do you do?
I'm a director at the Abcon Group Foundation.
And what does the Abcon Group do?
Okay, the Abcon Group Foundation is a social leg initiative that is supported by the Abcon Group of Companies. The Abcon Group of Companies has property developers, property managers, property funds, and a private equity investment arm. So out of all these companies, they call themselves an Abcon Group, and then they've got this social initiative where they all support, which is called the Abcon Group Foundation.
Yeah. The Abcon Group Foundation. That's and how great. Did you find them?
Well, Londiwe actually contacted us, so it was quite exciting for us. It was through a connection. So, we got a phone call or a message saying, we heard this is what you do. Can you come and help us out? So,
amazing.
I think it's generally the way we operate at the Abcon Group Foundation. We operate with a lot of partners, a lot of network. So one of the development managers who was working with other people that know Huddle Up was like, you know what, we've got this Abcon Group Foundation. Everyone is very proud of it at the group, and everyone knows that it's their baby and it's their responsibility to actually try and make sure that it grows to a certain level where we change and transform communities.
So it's really exciting. Kirst, what are some of the things that we've got planned with them to do?
I'm going to let Londiwe speak about that because she has more info than I do.
Okay. Just maybe to mention, we are a non-profit organization, a public benefit organization. We've got all the registrations and our governance is in place. We report to an independent board, and we also operate as a broad-based ownership scheme. We've got this three pillars that we're looking at: the skills development, we look at enterprise development, and then we have our social economic development, where we have this exciting initiative. We're building a project called Impilo Village Timsrand. Mm-hmm. Now, this village has 20 foster homes, it has clinics, a school and a school special needs, a skills development center, and a village hall. Basically, we want to build this village for foster children. And we've partnered with another non-profit organization, which is also registered, called Impilo Foster Homes for AIDS Orphans. So their focus is mostly on AIDS orphans because of the glaring statistics.
It's a tongue twister.
Yeah, I know. Of AIDS orphans in the country, and particularly in Gauteng. So in this home, you'd have 6 to 8 orphans, and with a foster mom and a foster dad. So we're trying to make sure that these kids live in or grow up in a family environment or a community environment. So within this village, you get all these amenities, including a village hall where they can have church or talent shows or birthday parties, just like how a lot of developments in, especially in Gauteng, are in estates. So this is exactly what we're trying to the type of opportunities.
It's almost like community living for children who may have, because of their lot in life, may have not been given that opportunity to start off with. So what you're developing is something which is almost unreal, and it's so exciting.
Absolutely.
So exciting.
Yeah, our colleague says it's transformational instead of being transactional. You know, with a lot of corporates, with the CSI, oh, we need to spend this to do it. But we're actually transforming the communities, and we're really delivering hope and brighter futures, giving them a chance.
So I think a lot of corporates could learn from you. And I love what you said there about it being transformational and not transactional. A lot of corporates go, this is our budget. We need to do X to receive Y back. And it becomes this transaction. Whereas every single corporate, every single individual, because individuals have got the ability to almost inspire their corporates to go the way that they need
to make a difference.
To make a difference. Yeah. And it needs to be transformational and it needs to be sustainable. It needs to be something which uplifts the community. Like you were talking about skills development. That is so huge.
Oh, yes.
It's so massive to be able to pass that on to someone who might not have had that opportunity to start off with.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, with the skills development also links up to, we're training people from property development environment, and also those kids, the ones that are not really very academically strong, then they can go and be artists, or we can do absolutely anything, media, absolutely anything, so that we don't really try and channel them to that ideal mainstream that everyone knows and is always talking about.
And how, if people want to get involved, if they want to do, I don't know, offer their time, offer their money, offer their offer their skills, offer their experience, how do they get involved?
I love the way you say it, because that's exactly what we are about. We don't really, we are looking for donations and support, but we don't even call it donors. We're looking for partners, not in monetary value, just time, talent, personal network. If you know somebody, you like what Huddle Up is doing with us, who, if you know someone who knows, you know that, you know that can actually contribute,
assist,
something.
Yeah.
Yes, sweat equity, creative thinking, anything, public support, absolutely anything. We've got a website address, which is www.upcongroupfoundation.org.za, but they are more than welcome to email me directly on londiwe@upcongroupfoundation.org.za. Londiwe is LONDIWE.
So that's how you're going to get involved. That's how you're going to make a difference. I think you should get in touch right now. We've given you so many options today to get in touch, to make a difference. I love your story. I love what you guys are doing. And I'm excited to see it all come to life. I think that's going to be the amazing part, is when you physically start seeing the difference that you have made.
Yes, absolutely.
Which is exciting. If you want to get in touch, I'm going to post all of those online so that you can. It's been amazing having you on the show. We're going to retweet all of that. I can't believe that the hour's nearly over.
It's gone.
The producers are looking at me through the window going, time management, Brent. TikTok. We've spoken about this before. You love to talk too much. I just want to leave with my change one thing, which is also very important. I believe it's the little changes that make the big differences in the world. The Picket Up strike is over. Our stuff is being cleaned. You need to not take it for granted. I think as the human race, we should be looking after what we have. There's only one Earth. There's nothing else. So recycle.
Recycle,
recycle, recycle, recycle, recycle. Get it into your head that you need to recycle. What I've done is I bought something called a digester.
Was that the green thingy?
I bought a digester. It's in my garden. And I've got a separate little space in my kitchen where I put all of my food waste. So anything, you can literally put everything in there except for meat.
Yeah.
So all your vegetables, all of your offcuts, eggshells, toilet roll,
yes,
you can stick in there as well.
Tea bags.
Yeah. And that all goes into my separate little plastic container. And then like once a day or once every second day, I go and put it in this composter, which is a digester. And I think it's important. My waste has literally halved. Yeah. My dustbin, when they come on dustbin day, it's half full.
And there's no smell.
There's no smell either.
Yeah.
In my dustbin. Yeah. Actually, there's no smell. You're 100% right. So that's one little thing that I've started doing, and my next step is to do paper and glass. So I'm going to start putting that separately and then physically taking it. I know there's a lot of the Pick and Pays where they've got those big dustbins.
And don't forget to put earthworms in your compost heap as well.
Where would I get them from?
I'll give you details.
Okay, cool. So because the earthworms will help with the whole process.
Yeah,
it's so exciting. I think it's really cool. And it's just one little thing that I can do as a human being to try and look after the planet. And you can do it too. You've tuned into the good stuff on Cliff Central. And we've spent the show chatting about really good stuff. We do it every week. We try to find those inspirational stories to inspire you and give you stuff to talk about around the water cooler that isn't negative and doesn't include the word Zuma or politics. It's our main aim, and it's what we do. We try to motivate. We need to stay motivated. We need to inspire others. We're in this together. And the only way we'll get through this is together. Live your truth. Express your love. Share your enthusiasm. Take action towards your dreams. Walk your talk. Dance and sing to your music. Embrace your blessings. Tell every single person in your life you love them every moment you have. Look at everything as though you were seeing it for the first time or for the last time. Make today worth remembering. That's the good stuff for this week. Don't forget to tune in next week. We'll bring you more good stuff. We're going to have really Miss Earth's coming in. We got the Miss Earth team, which is really cool. And we'll have some more inspirational people that we'll be talking to. I think Steve from FNB is coming in next week as well. Do you remember Steve?
I do remember Steve.
So the real Steve, will the real Steve please stand up? He's going to be in studio chatting to us. We're excited. If you want to catch up with any of the other shows, they all literally flow into each other. There's no time stamp on them. Good news is forever. You can go visit my page on cliffcentral.com. It's under the good stuff. You'll also get all the links there to all the good news story. Thanks, and only good things. I don't know what I'm doing with my hands. I was going to go live on Facebook. It didn't happen. Have a terrific Tuesday, everybody.
On radio. More of the good stuff. CliffCentral.com.